Welcome back to the studio. I'm Guru Catherine, founder of Geode Blockchain and guide for your personal and spiritual journey. If you like what you see here, we can talk more. You can book time with me directly. Check out all the links below. You can find the books that I've written and all the good stuff. Go listen to the albums on Spotify. Have fun. Check out Geode Blockchain at geodechain.com and join us. So I hang out in the crypto world a lot. It's what I'm working on right now. Why? Because I'm trying to set humanity free, because it matters that people have control over their own economic destiny. And I am here to try to provide that because I can. So this is how I serve. So I'm out in the crypto world, and today I want to talk about the drama, the margin fi drama. I don't want to get into the details. Plenty of other people have done that. I want to try to contribute something that hasn't been contributed. I want to take a look at the situation from the perspective of why people do what they do, because that's where my expertise is. MarginFi is a lending capability, decentralized. And none of that matters. What is happening there is a fallout between founders, amongst the group of people who founded it. A very public falling out, a very emotional falling out, name calling, people getting ugly in the public forum. It's like walking into the town square and just starting yelling insults at each other. Wow. So what's going on here? This could be any organization. This could be any new company. This could be any new community. This could be any for-profit, not-profit, neighborhood association. It could be anybody. When you have a group of leadership, a group of people who are supposed to be providing leadership to a group of, to an organization, a community, a group of people, regardless of industry, it doesn't matter. The behavior of those leaders is incredibly important. I mean, you know what happens to markets if Elon Musk has a bad day, right? If he acts a fool, and we all do sometimes, what happens to stock, right? What happens to Tesla stock and SpaceX stock, boring company stock, right? When the leaders are not exhibiting a feeling of stability, the organization or the company or the community will stumble and lose faith. And that's my point. And in this era where we share and we share everything, if you are a leader and you're leading a community or an organization, or a company, doesn't matter, you want to be very careful not to overshare. And it's not that leaders don't have disagreements. If you're leading in a group, of course you're going to have disagreements on where things should go. Of course. It's how you handle that. So what we see when we have something like the MarginFi drama, where the leaders of an organization are openly having an ugly fight right out there on social media, well, don't we want authenticity? Not that much. We don't want that much. No, thank you. Keep your fights to yourself. And we see it in decisions being made to fight publicly, and we see it in decisions being made to exit, for certain individuals to exit the organization in a very public way. I'm out. Here's where I'm out. I'm out the whole thing, and I'm out. And it sounds very childish. And it would be easy to dismiss it as childish behavior. But let's talk about what's actually going on here. What's going on here is this is stage three behavior. And we are all subject to it, so don't judge them. I'm not judging them. Don't you judge them. We are all subject to being in stage three periodically. So what will put you there? Stage three is where you are 100% focused on your needs. Screw everybody else. The primary emotion in this stage is fear. Sometimes big fear, sometimes small fear, but everything you're doing is based on a fear of your needs not being met. It could be financial needs. It could be professional needs. It could be intellectual needs. It could be emotional needs. It could be the need for public esteem. It could be the need for respect. It could be all kinds of things. We have all sorts of needs on all kinds of levels. And we all inherently have fears of our needs not being met. And when our needs are not being met, woo, we go into stage three. Anytime your needs are not being met, even if you just, when you have a cold, when you have a really bad cold, your need for health is not being met, and that will pull you to stage three. If you have a major injury, you're dealing with a major medical issue. If you are going through any kind of really tough psychological thing, whether that is a divorce, whether that is, certain points in time along your journey of entrepreneurship, you are likely to be in that fear-based focus on your needs. And that is when you see the public lashing out. Right? Vlad is lashing out in public, not by the public, but you see people lashing out in public. You see people making grandiose exits from things or entrances into new things. The grandiosity of an exit is usually based in the fear that you are actually not making the right choice. That you're looking for validation for that choice. Well, I'm out of here. And you're looking for people to go, yeah, buddy, you were right. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. You're looking to not be alone in your misery, but you're looking for validation. I saw a TED Talk once that was really great about a guy who chose to not speak for years. Years. And it all began when he was having a conversation with his mother. And she's like, how you doing? And he's like, oh, you know what? I'm really happy. And what she said to him was, if you were, you wouldn't have to say it. Right? So when you see a grandiose leaving one thing, entering another thing, you're looking for validation. You're looking for validation in your choice because secretly you do not trust your own choice. And this too is human, and this too is natural, and this too we all do. So what I want to bring to this discussion is is an understanding of where these people are psychologically. And because stage three is incredibly unstable, you are emotionally not very stable at that point. You may have a higher tendency to do stupid things when you're in stage three than when you're in later stages. And that's why it feels unstable to everybody, because it is. The leadership is unstable. And so that's when you see the community that they lead getting afraid and choosing to exit. That's why stock prices go down when Elon Musk has a bad day and acts a fool, which happens. Shoot, we all do it. But this is why. Because the community they're leading goes, oh, geez, instability. I don't know what's going on. I don't know where we're going from here. So as leaders, one of our biggest jobs is to provide stability. To provide that emotional stability. There will be disagreements in any organization that is led by a group. There will. But handling those in a positive way, in a healthy way, handling those disagreements, not getting too attached to the outcome you wanted versus the outcome that the rest of the community may have chosen, not getting too attached to ego. Well, that'll do it. So understanding where you are overly attached to ideas and outcomes can allow you to let go in these disagreements and let the majority rule. without the drama, because the drama piece of it is just, it's not necessary, and you won't have that if you don't allow yourself to slide back into stage three. Not really slide back, sort of coming around. So where does this go next? So from that seemingly unstable leadership position, if they can come out of that fear and get into a focus on other people's needs, that is the needs of the community around them and the needs of the community that they're serving as leaders, then that'll start to feel stable. And then what they should do is move that into ideology. You do have to go through that by saying, hey, what are our principles? What are the principles of this community? Reestablish that and then move into stage six with it, the live and let live, just so you're not swinging those principles at everybody in a rude way. And if you can, bring it all the way around to stage eight, which is purpose, and reinvigorate the purpose of the community. And the community will heal from this if you do that. So that's my advice to the Margin Phi leadership that may choose to remain. So that's what I see going on. I hope this has been useful to you. If you're a leader, please take this to heart. It's wonderful lessons that we can learn and hopefully not repeat with a little self-understanding. And hopefully that'll be useful for your journey too, as you learn to lead yourself in your own journey. Thanks for joining me. I'll see you next time.